racing across meadows and forests and streams, chasing away the dark and our dreams, the warm golden fingers of the morning's new sun, telling the chicken the day had begun. He fluttered his feathers and puffed out his chest, perched on the gatepost his back to the west, and signalled the start of a day that was new with a hearty cock-a-doodle, a doodle cock-do. His day's toil over, his job being a doddle, he went down to where the ducks quacked, flapped and waddled. He strutted and clucked his way through the crowd of ducks gathered there and announced rather loud, "There's a pond needs be swumming and quacks to be quacked. Now get to work or I'll see you all sacked." The same every morning he'd appear with his frown, squawking his orders and making ducks down. He bullied the cows, was a swine to the pigs, got on Nanny's goat and upset her kids. He scared all the lambs by shouting mince horse, then went to the paddock and sat on the horse, watching and waiting for that moment when he'd catch a glimpse of that lovely plump hen, the one that he'd fallen for, hook, line and sinker, who just couldn't stand him, who thought him a stinker. He saw her and called out, "Cock-a-you-hoo," but she just called back, "Can't stop, things to do." The horse looked around at the bird on his bum and said, "Tell me, chum, why are you looking so glum?" The chicken didn't answer, just stared hard and long. "What's up?" asked the horse. "Did the cat take your tongue?" "Oh, my word," the chicken did squawk. "I had no idea that horses could talk." Now the horse had been horsing around and about, long before the proud rooster had cracked his way out of the egg that his mother had laid on the floor. Older and wiser, he'd seen it before. "Go on then, old timer," the chicken inquired. "She really should like me. I'm cock of the yard." The old horse just snorted. "If you want my advice, learn to be nice or she'll never look twice." He thought it a long shot but well worth a try. Tomorrow he'd be a far nicer guy. That night he slept with a smile on his bill and woke as the sun rose from behind the hill. He knocked on the door of the farmer's old house, then whistled and wandered over to the little duck house. Popped his head through the door and called quietly, "Cock-a-doodle-doodle, a doodle-cock-dee." All that day long he kept a smile on his beak and took extra time to stop and to speak. With every farm animal, the great and the small, he smiled and was pleasant to one and to all. Silly songs he sang and silly jokes he told, all about chickens crossing a road. He'd struggled at first, he'd have to admit, but by that afternoon he'd got the hang of it. He went back to see his new friend, the old nag, who stood in the field with his nose in a bag. "I did it. I've managed to be nice all day." "That's great," said the horse as he munched on his hay. "And was she impressed with the new nicer you?" The chicken said, "Impressed? Impressed with me who? So busy being nice to the pigs in the pen, he'd forgotten all about the lovely plump hen." A voice from behind, "Cluck, cluck, cluck, cooey. I'd heard you'd be here waiting for me." He stammered and stuttered, his cheeks flushing red. Lost for words, he nodded his head. "There's a barn dance tonight. I hear you like to go." "I'd love to," said the chicken, "but how did you know?" A cough from the horse. He looked over his shoulder. The horse smiled and said, "It was me who told her." The barn didn't dance, but the barn dance was great. The cock and the hen danced until late. They giggled and laughed as he walked his date home. He said he liked her eyes. She said she liked his comb. Then she said good night with a peck on the cheek and ensured his new smile would last for a week. The cock of the yard strutted home to his bed and dreamed of the chicken that one day he'd wed. The farmer's far happier with his new alarm call, as are the cows, the pigs, lambs and all. Each morning's now lovely if you're a duck, and after a while the chicken's smile stuck. Now older and wiser each morning he wakes and sets off for work as each new dawn breaks. A peck on the beak as he walks out the door, the cock of the yard, foul, foul no more.